Well, quite frankly, the Senate hasn't been briefed on the subject matter. We're going to have a report from the Legislative Audit Committee tomorrow, and we're going to see the who, where, what, why, when, and we'll move forward at that point in time. It's been a major disappointment. I mean, the fact that other states have had problems doesn't give us any consolation. I mean, it's why governments should bring people from the private sector on to manage operations of this magnitude. People that, you know, have done so in the private sector, and, you know, this is the public's money involved. It's a public trust, and they expect us to do the very best. And the rollout of this leaves a lot to be desired. You can blame it on the contractor, blame it on the subcontractor, but the buck stops with the state government, and it hasn't been done properly. There's been state money has not been used wisely, and we need to move forward as expeditiously as possible in getting this right.
Isn't this a case where the state hired simply the wrong contractor? I mean, they went to the private sector. They thought they had somebody who could do this right, and it turns out they didn't.
Well, they should have had a person in the private sector in the place of Dr. Sharfstein and the other lady, Carolyn Quatrocki, or whatever her name is, overseeing the private contractor. And the person that they did have in place, you know, was going on vacation during the process. And, if you're in business and you do something, you work at something, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure it gets right. And the public has a right to expect that from state government as well. And state government didn't do a good job. And we need to move forward as quickly as possible to make a bad situation right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.